Simon & Schuster Audio presents Accordion Crimes by E. Annie Prue. Read by Edward Herman.
The green accordion travels from hand to hand over a 100-year period, plays the music of many different ethnic groups. In some cases, invented characters have been placed in real events. In others, real events have been slightly or greatly fictionalized. The story of the fictional accordion maker is set into a fictionalized account, based on March 1891 articles in the New Orleans paper, The Daily Picayune, of the real 1891 lynchings of 11 Italians in New Orleans. No characters are based on living or real-life persons. The accordions are what you might expect. The Accordion Maker. It was as if his eye were an ear, and a crackle went through it each time he shot a look at the accordion. The instrument rested on the bench, lacquer gleaming like wet sap. Rivulets of light washed mother-of-pearl, the 19 polished bone buttons, winked a pair of small oval mirrors rimmed in black paint, eyes, seeking the poisonous stare of anyone who possessed malocchio, eager to reflect the bitter glance back at the glancer. He had cut the grill with a jeweler's saw from